This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Twitter Friday that the United States and Mexico were making progress on a trade deal, but he warned Canada he would tax their auto exports if an agreement cannot be reached with Ottawa. Trump said a deal with Mexico is coming along nicely. He said auto workers and farmers must be taken care of, or there will be no deal. He called the new Mexican president an absolute gentleman. But for the northern neighbors, Trump was less kind, saying that Canada must wait. Their tariffs and trade barriers are far too high and will tax their cars if we can't make a deal. Earlier, the president announced higher tariffs on imported steel and aluminum from Turkey. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
In a tweet, President Trump says he's authorized a doubling of steel and aluminum tariffs on Turkey. He declares U.S. relations with Turkey are not good at this time. The U.S. slapped sanctions on two Turkish officials earlier this month over the detention of an American pastor being tried on espionage and terror-related charges. Turkey is vowing to retaliate without delay and warns the move will further harm relations between the two allies.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, meanwhile, says his country will continue to grow despite what he described as an attack on the Turkish lira. In a speech Friday, Erdogan called the economy in Turkey as growing by 7.4% in the first quarter. He expressed optimism the growth would continue. The Turkish leader also hailed economic ties with Russia, saying that up to 6 million Russian tourists are expected to visit Turkey this year. Fears about the Turkish economy, meanwhile, drove prices lower on Wall Street, with all three major indices down on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped nearly 0.75%. The S&P 500 was off 0.71. This is VOA News. A Saudi-led Arab military coalition said Friday that it would investigate an airstrike that killed at least 51 people, most of them children. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reports.
The airstrike hit a bus carrying the kids as it went through a market on Thursday. The Houthi faction, which controls the area, says an additional 11 adults were killed in the attack, bringing the total to at least 51 dead. Saudi coalition says it will investigate, which is an apparent change in tone. They originally said it was a legitimate military action against their Houthi enemies, who they alleged were using children as human shields. The UN is calling for an independent investigation, which was praised by the Houthis, although the UN's also criticized that side for indiscriminate attacks of their own. On Friday, the UN said its human rights coordinator for the war also appears to have been blocked from returning to Houthi territory without explanation.
That's Matthew Laratonda of Reuters. Confirmation hearings for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will start September 4th here in Washington. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Senate Republicans have announced confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will begin the day after Labor Day. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he hopes to have Kavanaugh confirmed before the new court session begins October 1st. Democrats are objecting to the September 4th start of the hearings, saying the process is being rushed. Kavanaugh was nominated by President Donald Trump to replace retired Justice Anthony Kennedy.
Consumer prices in the U.S. rose a modest 2.9% in July from a year ago, as inflation is rising gradually but slowly. We get the details from AP's Mike Hempen.
The Labor Department says consumer prices climbed nearly 3% in July from a year ago, an inflation rate that suggests Americans are earning less than a year ago despite a solid economy. The 2.9% increase matched the same pace from June, which had been the highest level in more than 6 years. The consumer price index jumped 0.2% last month, with most of the increase coming from higher housing costs. When adjusted for inflation, average weekly earnings have fallen 0.1% in the last 12 months. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A jury in California has ordered agribusiness giant Monsanto to pay $289 million to a school groundskeeper who's dying of cancer, saying the company should have provided a label warning that its weed killer could cause the disease. The landmark case was the first lawsuit to go to trial among hundreds of similar lawsuits across the country, alleging that Monsanto's weed killer Roundup causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto denies that allegation. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.